All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the last part of the Lady Death and Purgatory arc that we've had this week. Sorry it took so long. There's been some issues, obviously. I talked about them in the posts, and things are looking a little better. Not perfect, but I'm able to do this. So, all right, we've got it. Lady Death, The Covenant number 12, finale, 12 months into the end. It's going pretty fast, guys. The end is coming up. Okay, you know what happens. Let's get on with it. In her private death boudoir within the endless graveyard, Lady Death endures an uninvited violation. Lucifer, the father of evil, has returned. Remove the curse barring me from Earth. Long ago I cursed you, never return to Earth till all the living are dead. What happened to Megadeth, my sweet? Your emissary, Evil Ernie, has slain merely 170 million. That's a lot. Everything in your existence is confusing. Have you noticed that? You want to go home? So be it. But not because you demanded it. Instead, I shall do it for my pleasure. I am not your plaything. You talk too much. Smack. Do I? You'll beg me to You'll beg me to talk to you soon. Your home will not be all you expect it to be. What's more, I'm God now. I can create, and I have bold plans for your beloved Earth. Lucifer, I'm not through with you, but I am through with you for now. Goodbye, my most precious creation. Your nightmare has just begun. A new game with new rules. Lucifer will pay dearly for this humiliation. As long as I am armed with the scythe of death, I'm ready to face whatever challenges may come. Ah! A mystic barrier. This isn't Lucifer's magic. I recognize its primal energy. It's identical to the scythe's death fire. What's that on the other side? Oh, Lucifer wasn't lying. He's sending me to Earth. I'm free. After centuries, I'm going home. What? You won't touch one grain of soil on God's Earth till you fulfill your responsibility. The final ride has begun. No. Pestilence, Lucifer's little toy must first prove herself worthy of the scythe of death. Silence, famine. Death accepted the eternal scythe. She must accept her place with us. The final war will be glorious. The only home you have is death. Pestilence, Visago. I had a hope my first encounter with the Riders of the Apocalypse was a hallucination caused by my separation from Nightmare. But they're here. Famine, pestilence, and that booming voice, war. I accepted the mantle of death, true. But I refuse to be Lucifer's slave. I'll never be yours. Don't waste your breath. Earth. Hot ticket, December 24th, 1998. It's sprouting like a desert flower in Las Vegas, but it's tonight's hot ticket all over the world, right, Kathy? Right, Phil. It's the world's biggest hotel and casino. And while construction continues at a record pace, tonight's holiday gala opening party is the place to be seen. Gimme that. This project's violated every rule on the books. There's something despicable at work here, and some of us have the courage to stand. Squeak! Hold on, but there's a little more here. But you don't have to be a star to be in this show. And, of course, then they say the holiday gala. All right. Sir, you want it all night on uni. Don't you know how hard it is to win the big cash at a casino? Hey, the ads say it's a new game with new rules, am I right? Happy holidays from Lux International, creating paradise on Earth. High above Earth. You won't look so smug when I hold your skull as a trophy, pestilence. You think a rider of the apocalypse can be smashed with brute force like common hell scum? Walk the Earth as the true incarnation of death. Resistance is ridiculous, you'll see. Behold, you are needed here in Africa. Those farmers seek to quarantine young Joseph. The boy came back from playing in the wild with the bleeding sickness. Micaiah, We can't let him join the Harvest Festival. But my mother's soul, home, but where? Silence! What do I care? This is my first moment on Earth. Ugh, you can't touch me tonight. What is this, Lucifer's sick joke? Have I returned to Earth as a nightmare ghost? I want to touch the ground. If he reaches home, the whole village will die. No, for one night, you are in our hands. You can't touch anything except to embrace it as death. Then I still haven't truly returned home. No one tells me what to do. You chose yourself. You picked up the eternal scythe. Joseph's burning with fever. His veins disintegrate. I've done my work. Now he's yours. Take him. Of course, he's mine. As you will be, Pestilence. A spirit. You propose to teach me what it means to be death? Here's all anyone needs to know. Death is ruthless. Micaiah and Demola are the first to bleed out, crumpling into the dust next to Joseph. The entire village observes this year's harvest by falling to the reaper known as Lady Death. Ah! We knew you had it in you. But to be death, you must take events less personally, or you'll make your existence an undying hell. I'll show you hell! Damn you, fight me! Pestilence does not fight, nor can I be fought. If you want eternal struggle, you want war. How do I get out of this nightmare? What would occur if you engaged war in direct confrontation? Your instinct informs you that would be a fatal mistake. Lady Death collides with war, and suddenly she finds herself over the Atlantic Ocean near the coast of Florida. When I choose the time and place, we will fight war. You can't hide it. You're enjoying this. Struggling on Earth is reawakening senses you forgot you had. What is this strange vessel? I find humans as pathetic and confusing as they were when I lived among them as hope. 500 years ago, look at this fool. Gasoline, bottled water, liquid proteins, liquid proteining food, generators, torches, guns, everything I need for the year 2K party. No. Better get a few hundred more rounds. Laugh if you want, but see who's begging to come aboard next December 31st, when Armageddon comes and it's every man for himself. Dull-witted mortal. You'll never convince me, War. I do things my way. Observe. Madre, proud little soldier. You may stockpile all the weapons and fortifications that you can imagine. But death will still come. I am above human agendas. Try to fight me in mortal combat, and I will simply break your fragile heart. Nope, not another heart attack. War. I am above your agenda. Also, death is more certain than war. But we are in agreement, Lady Death. Why do you resist me? You acted appropriately here. Death simply is. Where death is concerned, even you, Lady Death, have no choice. I chose Juan's death. I chose his heart attack. How can I fight this madness? Did you? Then why do you protest like a child who's angry at death itself? You are death. Join us. Gone. Where am I? What now? It's your turn to trouble me, famine, is it not? Let's get this over with. The Arizona desert. My God, the stars have changed in 5 centuries, but not much. If only I could touch something, I'd feel home. Yes, the midwinter stars are the most beautiful, aren't they? So you see me, human. Of course I see you, pale rider. I invited you. No one invited me, old man. I've said goodbye to my children and my children's children. I taught them well. I'm ready to go live with my ancestors. Can you think of better stars to light our way than these? Lead on, Death. It's time. You know, you are even more beautiful than the old storytellers say. Thank you. Thank you. Why would anyone be grateful for death? Famine! I pity you. You don't get it. The Hopi shaman accepted death. You can't. I defy you. If I have to hound you to the end of the earth, I'll destroy you. Do you hear me? Where am I now? What is this place? This isn't my home. Man, what a rude way to spend Christmas Eve. St. Francis Hospital, EMS, Seattle, Washington. Move it and maybe Jane Doe here will live to see Christmas. Famine, pestilence, war, end this charade. Face me. I know I'm moving. Besides, since when do you have a life, O'Neill? That woman, she looks like hope. Ha, happy Hanukkah to you too, Goldman. How are her vitals? Stubborn. We got her in time, but she's in shock. Could go either way. Meep, meep, meep. You miserable wretches. Hope's alive somehow, isn't she? Lucifer recreated her. Blame it on Lucifer, then, if you can't accept your part in willing her return to Earth, too. What did you hope to accomplish forcing me to see her? Why are you doing this? Lucifer's changed everything. Take your place. Be death. You know what to do. You said you could make choices. Choose now. Jane Doe, you know anyone upstairs? Jane Doe, you know anyone upstairs? You better pray, because I think you need a miracle. Cut off her feeble grasp on life. You hate hope. Meep, meep. Hope's selfish. She wants to live on Earth. Where does that leave you? I was humiliated when Leviathan changed me to hope. If hope lives, will I ever be free? Confused. Kill her. Ride with us. No, you have failed, Famine. I see through you. You haven't defeated us. You've only delayed the inevitable. You chose the wrong side of the final war. Because of you, Armageddon will come to Earth. We will return. I told you, I'll never be your slave. I'll be death, but on my terms. Oh, excuse me. We gotta try this all over again. It's a little hard to read these panels. You staged this drama, You staged this drama to overwhelm me, to make me destroy hope. But hope means nothing to me. You're the ones who are scared to let her live. I don't know why you can't touch her. I don't know why, but you can't touch her, can you? I say let hope stay. I told you, I'll never be your slave. I'll be death, but on my terms. And then they say, you haven't defeated us. You've only delayed the inevitable. You chose the wrong side of the final war. Because of you, Armageddon will come to Earth. We will return. Do that, and I will humble you again. Oh yes, I had forgotten what a sunrise can be. Just one thing left to do. Lucifer, I know you can hear me. I fought hard to find my way home. The writers can't take that away from me. And if you try, I will humiliate you too. I'm above all your petty games at last. St. Francis Hospital. Whoa, look, I'd say Jane Doe is back among the living. Not Jane Doe. My name is Hope. The Inferno Casino Grand Ballroom, Las Vegas. The Grand Opening Holiday Gala. That's Mr. Lord. He runs this place. Sexy devil. All I know is he knows how to throw a party. Mr. Lord. A little matter of business to attend to. Then Santa will be back to kiss you under the mistletoe. His people. Merry Christmas to you too, Jack. Though I know you've been very, very bad this year. And his VIPs. Dr. Ben Halal. Or Dr. Ben Halal? Halal? Las Vegas's new medical director. Elements are coming into confluence sooner than I calculated by chaos. Adam Appel, headliner at the Limbo Lounge. Shh! When we look like them, we must talk like them, Doc. Work the crowd. Gulf War hero Colonel Matthew Bukowski, chief of security. He wants us now. Gentlemen, it's time. She just threw one of her signature tantrums to get my attention. She's coming. Already? I didn't even hear her breathing hard. Heh. All your sins against my old establishment are forgiven. It's a new game. But save your insipid humor for the paying customers, fool. She doesn't know where we are precisely. Still, we have work to do. Prepare. Why else would I lift that old curse? Earth wouldn't be hell without her. Lady Death claims Earth, but Earth, she will soon realize, is now hell. And my inferno, its glorious capital city. Ah, 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 ah. Next, the inferno. All right, guys, that's it. Okay, so the Inferno. A new era kicks off with the triumphant return of the heart-stopping goddess of death to Earth, where she must clash with the other three riders of the apocalypse. And what is the secret of Mr. Lord's Inferno? David Quinn is rejoined by fan favorite artist Mike Diodato Jr. Ooh, he's really good. All right, guys, so we'll see ya next month with not this, because there's actually an Evil Ernie arc that comes right after this, and I know you guys are looking forward to that. So Daylight Savings Time is going to kick in on the 9th, whether I want it or not. I'm going to have to go to bed a little earlier, and things are going to be a little different. But maybe that's just the amount of sleep I need to really kick it in gear when I got to do Ernie for 4 issues. Because, yeah, it's a 4-issue arc. So, all right, guys. I'll see you next month with more Chaos Comics and Evil Ernie coming at you. You know what's coming up next. We're going to have Before the Inkle, and we're going to have more of Fathom. Stay tuned, guys. I'm out.